Following program is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under 21 or easily offended, get the fuck out of here. Over 120,000 downloads.
Jesus Christ!
Listeners from around the world.
And now if it was like 15 inches, we'd be like, bring it on.
Captivating interviews.
All around badass goddess, Miss Ginger Lynn Allen.
Best introduction I've ever had.
And explicit content.
Oh, that's in the...
This is Midwest Menage a Trois.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, whatever the hell time you're listening to us. Welcome to Midwest Menage a Trois. I am JD, and I'm here with my Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you, wife.
Hi.
Carmen. Hi.
I'm leaving on a jet plane.
Mine was better.
Hey.
We are packed and ready to go to Jamaica, man.
Yeah.
So we are counting the minutes at this point.
It's too exciting.
I know. We leave, heading out tomorrow, going to head into Chicago and do a little hotel drinking and then fly out first thing the following morning. So.
Yay.
Yep. What am I drinking?
I don't know. What are you drinking?
I am enjoying a pineapple rum chata.
Oh, because it kind of looks like milk.
Mm-hmm. It does not taste like milk. It is very yummy. So it includes pineapple and rum. We're going to hedonism in Jamaica.
There you go.
It is my drink.
There you go.
Well, let's bring everybody up to speed because we took last week off. We're slackers, we know. We have been busier than hell with everything in life and other stuff, so we didn't do a show last week. Sorry about that, guys. But the good news is as we are sitting here speaking to you tonight, the pool is being filled.
Yay.
It is almost complete.
Water truck's coming tomorrow.
Our 2 week project turned into 2.5 months.
Oh my gosh. And we're not even done, guys.
Oh no, we got a lot of landscaping to do yet.
Oh,
that's
shit
just
ton.
The pool.
And a gazebo to build. And a bar.
And a bar. And yeah, it's...
We need to have a gazebo bar building party.
Yeah, let's get everybody liquored up and give them power tools. There's a good idea.
No, you can't drink until we're done.
Oh, well then nobody's going to show up. Oh, so anyway, yeah, that's what's been going on. We've just been doing a lot of that stuff and work and life and... that's why we didn't do a show last week, but we actually have some stuff to talk about. So, a couple weekends ago, we went to a little intimate gathering, I would call it. There were only...
Three couples?
Three couples there, one of which we know very well. Matter of fact, we're going to Jamaica. but there was a new couple there who we had never met before. So, that was kind of fun. We got to sit and get to know a brand new couple without the chaos of a huge crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah, just kind of a three-on-three thing, I guess I'd call it. And we played some games and had a lot of fun. They seemed really cool. I really enjoyed their company.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, so. Unfortunately, they're quite a ways away from us, so I don't know how much we'll see them in the future, but hopefully we get to see them again.
I know, we kind of ducked out on that one a little early.
Yeah, why was that?
And my allergies, remember?
Oh, that's right.
My gosh, I was so, like, snotted up.
Yeah, you couldn't hardly breathe. You tried taking some Afrin and everything under the sun.
Meds and whatever.
Nothing worked.
And, like, at 11 o'clock, I'm just like, meds have worn off. I'm done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we cut out of there a little early, but had a great time, so that was fun. No shenanigans.
Nope.
We just got to meet a cool couple, so...
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Always a blast. And then we told the story on the show about somebody kind of contacting me through my work.
Yeah.
We ended up meeting that couple. We went up and had some dinner with them and some drinks and hung out for a while. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
So, and they had been to hedonism, so we got to pick their brain a little bit and talk to them.
Yeah, they did the day pass. Yeah. So they didn't get to experience the nightlife, so we didn't get to pick that. But, yeah, on the daytime stuff.
And again, really enjoyed their company. They were pretty cool people.
For sure. Yeah. We definitely hang out with them again.
On a weird chance meeting like that through work. That was kind of awkward, but not awkward then.
Right.
So they ended up being awesome.
And he had kind of stalked you a little bit and had seen that you guys had mutual friends. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of how he picked up on it a little bit.
Right. But on my real Facebook, not my lifestyle one, I don't have many lifestyle friends on there.
No.
There's a couple, which are the ones he picked up on. But
right.
Yeah. So it was cool that they reached out to us and then we got to meet them. And yeah, we'll definitely be seeing more of them in the future, I'm sure. Nothing too exciting. We just went to a couple of local bars and sat around and shot the shit. And
they had a long way to drive home.
Yeah, yeah. They came to us because we had a party earlier in the day, a family thing. So we had to kind of stay a little bit close to home because we couldn't, you know, do that party and then drive 3 hours. So, yeah. And it's not quite 3 hours.
No.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was kind of it. That brings you up to speed, right?
I think so.
Nothing else going on?
Yeah, just a lot of family stuff the last couple weeks.
All right, 5-minute show tonight. See you guys. We're out. Off to Jamaica.
Bye.
I really don't have much else to talk about. What's going on with your eyes?
I have something in it.
Apparently. I thought you were just flirting with me.
I am. Just one eye. I'm just winking at you. No, something just flew in it.
There's nothing in here.
I don't know.
It's a sterile environment. This studio is like a clean room.
Okay.
We can operate on patients in here.
Uh-huh.
You don't believe me?
No. Okay. No, I don't. It's not dirty, but it's not a clean room.
Yeah, the carpet probably gives it away. I don't think they'd have clean rooms with carpeting.
I don't think so. Yeah, no, really don't have a whole lot. We're going to plan on taking a microphone with us and recording.
We have not packed that.
You're welcome. I just thought of it and remembered. So we'll record while we're there and have a lot to come back and talk to you guys about.
Yeah, we're very excited. I've been listening to podcasts all week long about hedonism, and it sounds just like it's going to be an awesome time. We're kind of uncertain a little bit about the nude pool, just because it sounds like somewhere around like 1, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it becomes overwhelmingly packed.
Shoulder to shoulder.
Yeah, like standing in a pool, shoulder to shoulder with people.
Like the cruise pools.
To us, now to some, that's going to sound like a great time. To us, that's not our idea of a vacation. Huh. So we might do the nude pool like earlier in the day when it's not busy and then maybe skip out to the beach, to the nude beach a little bit and hang out there. Because the nude beach is right outside the nude pool, so you still hear everything that's going on. It just won't be so overwhelming, I guess would be the correct
term. Yeah.
And who knows? We're going to check out all the pools, of course. There's several there and some on the clothing optional side. So we'll see if anything happens at those.
Would we read? Somebody said, sleep in, go spend all your time at the nude pool and party all night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's
not how we do this. I mean, no. If you do it, great. If I'm in paradise, I want to be up to see the day.
Right. I want to spend it in the ocean.
Yeah.
I can sit in a pool at home.
Yeah, now we can.
Yeah.
It'd be a little cold right now, but yeah, we can. So yeah, you're right. And obviously we do things a little different. Everybody does it a little differently.
Absolutely.
So yeah, whatever suits your needs, perfect. But for us, I don't know where we're going to fit in there.
I don't know.
I mean, we'll find our spot, obviously. We always do, but it'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
And even, I mean, you guys know, we talk about our desire trips all the time. We rarely make it to the disco at night just because it's not our favorite place on the resort.
No.
We would rather hang out at the lobby bar. So, and now we have to go back because lobby bar isn't lobby bar anymore.
I know.
The new expansion has opened there, so we'll see. Maybe we'll make a trip down there.
We'll see.
I got nothing else, babe.
I don't either, other than just to pop in and say, we'll bring you lots of updates.
This is kind of it's a 9-minute show at this point.
We can call this the Oak Island intro shows. You know how they'll do like a quick 9-minute DVR show? That's what this is.
Coming up.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, let's get the hell out of here so we can go and start our vacation.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye-bye.